Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service of morning prayer. Welcome to those who are joining us at home on the live stream and those who are listening to us on the dial-in service. We're delighted to have everybody with us today as we come together to worship God on this sixth Sunday of Easter. And today in our service, we're going to be thinking about important and beautiful things as we reflect in our service on the love and the joy that Jesus wants to pour into our hearts and our lives. Also wanting to mention that we're at the point, thankfully, and it's a good point to reach, but it's also a challenging point to reach, where over the last number of weeks we're more or less at capacity in terms of our numbers, and so we're going to have to start to introduce in the next week or so a booking in system for our morning service. And if you go online, you'll find details of that, hopefully over the course of the coming week. And if you don't do online, if you're not a computer person, if you have a word with the church wardens on the way out, if you indicate if you hope to be here next week, we just need to observe our regulations in terms of our numbers to keep people safe at this time. Also wanted to remind people that this coming week is Christian Aid Week, and at the back of the church there are still some envelopes for those who might wish to donate to those important projects that are ongoing around the world through Christian Aid. And if people then return those envelopes to the church wardens in the next week or two, they can then be sent away to support those projects around the world. Some people have also been asking me about donating specifically to the appeal in India, which is being done through the Bishop's Appeal. And there are details of how to do that on the church's Facebook or website. And it's done through the Bishop's Appeal. But there are details there, and if anybody wishes to know any more, needs to know any more, needs a Bishop's Appeal envelope, have a word with me, and we'll furnish you with that. In terms of the week that is to come, just a couple of notices. On Wednesday evening, our Alpha course continues online at 8 o'clock, and on Thursday evening, our parish prayer meeting takes place at 7 o'clock. And our services next Sunday, 11 o'clock morning prayer, and next Sunday evening at 7, the service of evening prayer. As we think today about the love and the joy that Jesus wants to pour into our hearts and lives, the choir are going to lead us in the singing of our opening hymn that has this at its very heart, as they sing the hymn, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Thank you.
Our service today is the service of morning prayer. Beloved in Christ, we come together this morning to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. So let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our psalm that is appointed for today's service is a psalm of praise and thanksgiving to God. And we're going to say the words of the psalm together as we stand to say Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His own right hand and his holy arm have won for him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His deliverance has he openly shown in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and faithfulness towards the house of Israel. And all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Sound praises to the Lord, all the earth. Break into singing and make music. Make music to the Lord with the lyre and the voice of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sound praises before the Lord, the King. Let the sea thunder and all that fills it, the world and all that dwell upon it. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out together before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. In righteousness shall he judge the world, and the peoples with equity. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. If you'd like to be seated for our Old Testament reading. Our Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45, beginning to read at verse 11. This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel and its Maker, concerning things to come. Do you question me about my children, or give me orders about the work of my hands? It is I who made the earth and created mankind upon it. My own hands stretched out the heavens. I marshaled their starry hosts. I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. I will make all his ways straight. He will rebuild my city and set my exiles free, but not for a price or reward, says the Lord Almighty. For this is what the Lord says, He who created the heavens, He is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, He founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret from somewhere in a land of darkness. I have not said to Jacob's descendants, Seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Here ends our Old Testament reading. And in response to our Old Testament reading, the choir are going to lead us by singing a hymn of longing after God, as the deer pants for the water. Our New Testament reading comes from the Gospel according to St. John in the 15th chapter, beginning to read at the 9th verse. Jesus said, As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. And as we hear that command of Jesus to love one another, that's the theme of our next song, which the choir are going to sing through twice. Let there be love shared among us. Now we stand together to affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Our special collect prayer for today, the sixth Sunday of Easter, as we pray for that joy that Jesus wants to fill our lives with. God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us he may raise us to eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day.
keep us from falling into sin or running into danger. And in all things, guide us to know and do your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray that your Holy Spirit may so guide and govern us that in all the cares and occupations of our daily life, we may never forget your presence, but may remember that we are always walking in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. The choir are now going to lead us in the singing of the hymn, Here is Love, Vast as the Ocean. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's hard to believe that 10 years have passed since the death of the legendary golfer Seve Ballesteros. He died on the 7th of May 2011 at the age of 54 after suffering a brain tumor and battling his illness with great courage for a number of years. And Seve had an amazing career in the world of professional golf, winning 5 majors, helping Europe to 5 Ryder Cup victories over the United States, and he won a record 50 victories on the European Tour. And there are few golfers before or since who enjoyed such a beautiful relationship with the fans as Seve did. And during the week, I read a wonderful interview with his son, Javier. And while Javier had this sense that his dad was a magnificent golfer, he said in this interview that he was a much better dad than he was a golfer, and that made him very special indeed. And Javier was conscious that his dad and mum together made him the person that he is today. And when I was reading this interview, it made me think about what Jesus says in our gospel reading today. Only if you listen carefully, the gospel reading takes things to an even deeper level. Because Jesus begins this section of John chapter 15 that we began to look at last week by saying, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you." And where does love come from? Well, love comes from God. And if we listen to Jesus' words, we hear that it comes from the love the Father, that is God, loved Jesus with. But there is a problem. And the problem is, do we allow ourselves to be loved by Jesus? We'd like to receive his love, and we'd like to know his love in our lives. It sounds beautiful, it sounds powerful, but so often the biggest obstacle to receiving it is us, because we feel that we're not worthy or deserving of it. And of course, on one level, that's absolutely true. But then we get stuck in that place. Very often, we get overwhelmed by our past. And maybe we have done things that we deeply regret. Maybe we've got caught up in addictions or patterns of behavior that have left a trail of destruction in their wake. Maybe people have abused us and our trust. And as a consequence, we go through life feeling dirty and ashamed. We feel useless and unlovable. Our confidence has been destroyed, and maybe we take refuge in drugs or alcohol or self-harming or some destructive patterns of behavior to try to deal with all the hurt and the pain. And we go down those routes, and Jesus says, "I love you. I love you just as my heavenly Father loved me." But our difficulty is that we simply cannot hear or receive it. But Jesus doesn't give up. He says, "Remain in my love." And that sounds like a funny thing to say when so many of us have never really taken up his love in the first place. But he says, "Remain in my love." And he says, the way to take up my love is to be obedient and to trust it, even if you don't feel it, even if you believe that you don't deserve it. Jesus says, just try to do the things I do, to treat people the way I do, and to invite me into your life. So Jesus describes obedience, and just as he himself didn't always understand his Father's will and his Father's ways, he resolved to trust them. And just as he obeyed his Father and remained in his Father's love, so he wants us to do the same with his love. I got a fabulous text a few days ago from our childminder, and she became a grandmother for the first time on Thursday. And I'm going to just read you a little section of the text where she said, "I'm delighted to tell you that baby Reuben has just arrived at 9 pounds, 9 ounces. Abby and the baby are both well and all is good. We are beside ourselves with joy." And when I got that text, I got this incredible sense of joy in somebody sharing good news with me. And Jesus, in these verses that we hear today, he goes on to speak about joy. And he says, I've told you about this love for you, God's love, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. It's a wonderful phrase that Jesus uses where he says, I want my joy to be in you so that your joy may be complete. But if I were to ask you this morning to give me some words that you associate with Christianity, I suspect that joy mightn't be at the top of the list. Because very often Christians are caricatured as being among the most joyless creatures on the planet, who take life and themselves extremely seriously. So let's think for a moment about this joy that Jesus wants to complete in us. Whenever things are going well in our lives, it's natural for us to feel elated and happy. And then when hardships come, it's natural for us to feel quite down. But true joy transcends the rolling waves of our circumstances. And true joy comes from a living, consistent relationship with Jesus Christ. And whenever our lives are intertwined with his, he will help us to walk through adversity without sinking into debilitating lows, and he'll help us to manage prosperity and good moments without moving into deceptive highs. And so that joy of living with Jesus daily, it'll keep us level-headed no matter how high or low our circumstances might be. And trusting that he is with us no matter what we're going through brings a peace and a joy that goes beyond human understanding. And in this passage that we've been reading this morning from John chapter 15, Jesus goes on to command us to love one another just as he loved us. And of course, he gave his life for us. Now, we may not have to die for someone. Hopefully not. But there are other ways for us to practice sacrificial love. Things like listening, helping, encouraging, giving. So maybe as we think about Jesus' command to love each other as he loved us, maybe we can think of someone who needs that sort of love today. And if we can give all the love that we can to someone who we know who needs it, and then ask Jesus very simply to help us to give just a little bit more. And not only are we told of the love in this passage that Jesus has for us, or his desire to make his joy complete, but also at the end of this passage, Jesus calls us his friends. Imagine he who created the earth and the heavens, the Savior of the world, calls all who humbly follow him his friends. So whether you are a high-profile celebrity or you're someone without any of this world's goods or possessions, whatever you are or whatever you have been, Jesus sees what you can become, and he invites you and I to be his friends. So let's take up that invitation today. and let's try to overcome all our misgivings to receive his love, to receive his joy, and to share in the beautiful and wonderful task of building up his kingdom on earth, of love, joy, hope, peace, and justice. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you today for the incredible love that you have shown towards each one of us. And thank you for loving us when we struggle to accept or even to like ourselves. Thank you that you have good desires and plans for us. Plans to encourage us with your love, to fill us with your joy, and to reassure us with your presence and your peace, no matter what we might be facing in our lives at this moment. So we want to pray today for churches right across the world that try to communicate that message, often to those who feel far from you, who feel forgotten or rejected by society because of their circumstances. We pray today for David, our bishop, as he leads this diocese, and we pray for his wife, Hilary. And we pray for creativity in sharing your good news right across the generations, asking that many will discover that love and joy that you have for them through the ministry of local churches. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We also want to pray today for the nations of the world. And we continue to pray this morning for the situation in India at the present time. We give thanks today for the ventilators and oxygen tanks that traveled from Belfast on Friday. And we pray for all those essential supplies of equipment and machinery that are needed in huge supply at this time. We pray too for hospital staff who feel exhausted and overwhelmed. We pray for people who are sick at home or in hospital, often with no access to the help that they need. We pray too for pastors and clergy seeking to bring hope in a desperate situation. We also want to pray today for peace in Israel after a weekend of violence and unrest between Jews and Palestinians. We pray for courage and wisdom for government leaders and community leaders and for people in positions of influence. We ask that they would be enabled to speak and to make a public stand for peace, to lead people away from the path of violence. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the sick and the poor and those in any kind of trouble. We pray especially today for all who are struggling with their mental health. We remember those who suffer with anxiety and depression and panic attacks. We pray too for the overstretched mental health care services in the community, seeking to offer telephone support to people who feel isolated and fearful and without hope, and for whom this situation of pandemic has been especially difficult. We're going to take some moments now to pray for any who we know who are in trouble of any kind. And as we pray in the quietness, we ask that they will know the healing love and the inner joy of Jesus' presence, helping them through their present troubles, as we bring them now before the Lord in the quietness. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. During the past week, I had the opportunity to attend a leaders' conference from Alpha leaders around the world, and we have permission to use the next piece of music that we're going to hear from on YouTube. We have permission to use this music from that conference, and it's a reminder again of that global sense of Jesus' love filling his people around the world and bringing them together in unity. And so we're going to hear, he's got the whole world in his hand.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
सारी दुनिया को उसने थामा है
is visiting this life that we're living. With prayer and petition, we're asking you to be with us. There's a future for every one of your children. We know you're close, you're not distant.
So know that you're with me, you're near me, you're for me.
And I know that you're listening and leading and loving.
And I pray that you'll hear me and free me and carry.
And I know that you're with me, you're near me, and you're for me.
In my trouble,
when it's darkest and it's hardest,
when I'm lonely, console me.
When I'm searching and I'm hurting,
oh, I know that you're with me, and you're near me,
and you're for me.
So may God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, raise you up to walk with him in the newness of his risen life. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Thank you so much to everybody for sharing with us in our service, both here in the church and at home. And a little reminder that there will be information going up on the parish website and Facebook page about our new booking system, which will be introduced over the coming week. And a reminder again that if you don't use the internet, do have a word with the church wardens on the way out if you wish to book in for next Sunday. Our closing hymn is a reminder, again, of the sense of wherever we go in this world, that Jesus is the one who seeks to unify us with his love and his grace. In Christ, there is no east or west.